Queensland researchers say they've found a way to use HIV to cure AIDS. The Queensland Institute of Medical Research scientists say it's developing a way to use a protein in HIV to provide long-lasting and possibly permanent protection against AIDS. With more, here's Stephanie Smale.
More than 30,000 people have been diagnosed with HIV in Australia. Without treatment, they will develop AIDS. But scientists at the Queensland Institute of Medical Research say they've discovered a potent treatment to protect people against the deadly disease. Associate Professor David Harrish.
I consider that this is fighting fire with fire because what we've actually done is taken a normal virus protein that's the virus requires to grow, and we've changed this protein so that instead of assisting the virus, it actually impedes virus replication, and it does it quite strongly.
Associate Professor Harrish says the modified protein can't cure HIV, but he says it has protected human cells from AIDS in the laboratory.
This therapy is potentially a cure for AIDS. So it's not a cure for HIV infection, but it potentially could end the disease because the immune system that protects you from opportunistic infections that normally is the cause of AIDS is actually the opportunistic infections, not the HIV, because your immune system becomes run down. So this protein present in immune cells would help to maintain a healthy immune system so that patients would be able to handle normal infections.
According to Associate Professor Harrish, the new treatment could be effective enough to replace the multiple therapies people with HIV currently need.
Drug therapy targets individual enzymes or proteins, and they have one drug, one protein. They have to take, usually have to take two or three drugs. So this would be a single agent that essentially has the same effect. So in that respect, this is a world-first agent that's able to stop HIV with a single agent at multiple steps of the virus life cycle.
He says the new treatment has the potential to make big improvements in the quality of life for those carrying HIV.
I think what people are looking for is basically a means to go on and live happy and productive lives with as little intrusion as possible. And so, you know, the only ways you can do that is, one, you either have to eliminate the virus infection, or alternatively, you have to eliminate the disease process. And that's what this could do potentially for a very long time.
Associate Professor David Harrish from the Queensland Institute of Medical Research, ending Stephanie Smale's report.